I tripped on these.
My marbles! Lost them years ago. Sorry about that, babe.
Yeah, well, sorry doesn't make my foot better.
Listen, I don't want to sound sappy or anything, but maybe you ought to have that checked out.
By a doctor? No, it'll be fine in a few days.
Well, you never know, babes. It could develop into ptomaine poisoning. I got that once from chewing toenails. From now on, I only chew my own.
Thanks, but I'm not too crazy about hospitals. They kind of scare me.
Are you kidding? Then you've never been to a Neither World hospital.
Why? What are they like?
They're four-star resorts, complete with big screen TVs, doom service, and gourmet meals. Heavy on the core. Everyone's dying to go there. Come to think of it, I'm due for a checkup myself. I've been feeling a little too well lately. Not to mention pale. Here we are, babes. Seizure's palace. Makes you sick just looking at it.
Wow. Neither World hospitals are pretty swanky.
Yeah, they really know how to roll out the red carpet.
Ooh, pain.
Hang on, babe. Help's on the way. Hey, Pop, can I cut in? Here, give this guy a hand with his bag, will you? Is he taken?
Beetlejuice, what happened?
Devolving doors. They always make a monkey out of me. Know what I mean?
You were right, BJ. This is nothing like a real-world hospital.
Believe me, this place has got everything. The whole bowl of earwax. For starters, we have your therapeutic piranha pool. Ivy League juice bar. Snot machines. Picking a winner. And best of all, king-size bed bugs! Excuse me, babe. I gotta make a quick louse call. Caught that one.
This looks expensive. Are you sure you can afford it?
No problem! I'll just slap it on my Metascare card. All right, so my plastic could use a little surgery.
Here are your charts.
Well, she looks like the headless nurse, but are you a doctor?
Are you kidding? Oh, driver.
Huh?
Four.
Nice shot, Doc. A hole in scum. Scum one, that is.
Oh. So, how can I help you? Feeling a little under par, are we?
It's her foot, Doc. She needs...
Dr. Coward, report to the first tee. Dr. Coward.
Gotta go. Time I got teed off. Take two of these. Call me in the morning. It's been a slice.
There must be another doctor in the house.
Sports fans, Malpractice here to announce that tonight, right here at Caesar's Palace, the healthy weight champion of the neither world, Buster Blaster MD, will defend his title against the critical care contender, Dr. Muscle Spasm. In the best of 10 rounds, Battle of the Specialists. Gentlemen of the press, a sneak peek at the Swinging Surgeons.
I'm gonna fix your face.
I'm gonna put you in traction.
That's the spirit, boys. But save it for tonight.
Wire your jaw.
Remove your spleen.
Yes, sir, folks. That's just...
A taste of what promises to be the sporting event of the decade. Get in and see you tonight.
What happened?
We have an emergency, Mal. The Swinging Surgeons are down for the count.
Fix your wagon.
Cream your corn.
They can't operate in this condition. This ruins everything.
Looks like you'll have to cancel.
Do you know how much I have riding on this? If we cancel, this doctor is in, all right. In big trouble. I need another act. Something big. Something like...
That. Ye God! I've never seen anything so hideous! What sort of horrible accident could have left her like that?
A happy accident, if you ask me. If she's in half as bad shape as she looks, we're back in business.
What do you have in mind, Doctor?
We're going to save her. I'll make medical history for this.
Who do you have to slay to get a doctor around here?
Nurses, get this poor child down to an examination room right away.
But wait, I... Beetlejuice!
Don't worry, babes! You'll be as good as new!
I see you're a man of medicine yourself. I'll take it from here, Doctor. Keep up the good work, and watch out for the sandworm trap in the second hole, huh?
Doctor? Oh, I get it! Swing one of these and everyone thinks you're a doctor! For Dr. BJ. Why not? Lydia's in good hands. I've got some time to kill. And anything's better than hanging around this waiting room. And who's got a better dead-type manner than the ghost with the most? Have tongue depressor will travel.
Nah. And boy, am I depressed.
Doctor, you simply must help me.
What seems to be your problem? Whoa! And in your case, you better give it to me in alphabetical order, starting with your phone number.
Ah! A heart attack!
One more step, and you're gonna be medical history. Now beat it! Just as I figured, chicken hurts.
Oh, that was wonderful, Doctor. You're such an inhumanitarian.
Wait till she gets my bill. I bet I could pull in enough bucks around this place to choke a charity horse.
Not to mention the perks.
Time for this operator to cash in on a little tender, loving scare.
Now, open your mouth and say,
She's lost her growl and her eyes. She has only two of them. She's in worse shape than I thought.
I'm fine, Doctor. It's just a sprained foot.
What a trooper.
There's something in there! This poor creature has a brain!
And she has a pulse.
Of course I have a pulse. I'm alive!
Now, my dear, it's bad. Not that bad. But bad enough! I don't know how to tell you this, but you're perfectly healthy.
That's a relief. Well, thanks for your help, Doctor. I'll be going now.
Going? The only place you're going is into the operating room.
What?
Our only hope of saving you is to perform a total body transplant. It's never been done before. The audience will love it! This is going to be even better than the swinging surgeons. I'll call it the MAME event.
I think maybe I'll go get a second opinion at a real hospital.
Nurse Hurst, restrain the patient. Get her down to makeup, then bring me her doctor. The show must go on. Don't worry, my dear. When we're through with you, you're going to be a new person.
Welcome, ladies and gents, and I do mean gents. Look, folks, it's Robin Leach. Welcome to Lifestyles of the Stitched and Lamest.
Hey, Doc, my face hurts.
Tell me about it. It's killing me, but I think I can pull a few strings. You got your checkup. Now, don't forget my check. Next.
Hey, Doc, how do I get this wart off my head?
Never mind that. How do we get this blob off your butt?
Paging Dr. BJ. Report to malpractice at once.
Sorry, folks, gotta go. Sounds like the Big B guy's chance to make a real killing. But before I go, you need your bandages changed. Change with that guy over there, will you?
Are you kidding? We're sold out. Every bed in the place is booked. Try across the street at the Stink Flamingo.
Did someone call for a healing heel?
This is your big break, Doctor.
Breaks are my specialty. Know what I mean?
I'd like you to perform an incredibly delicate procedure. Are you sure you can handle it?
Can I handle it? Yes, check out these diplomas. I've got an MD, a DP, a PhD.
A PhD?
Phony diploma.
I don't know. Something smells fishy about these credentials.
That's because I was the top sturgeon in my class. So give it to me straight, Doc. I can take it. What's the gig?
Tonight, for the first time anywhere, Caesar's Palace is going to host a medical procedure never before attempted in the annals of neither world medicine.
In the what?
You, my boy, are going to perform a total body transplant.
You know, I only do piecework. I charge by the part. So I gotta tell you up front, this is gonna cost you an arm and a leg.
After tonight's show, you'll be able to name your price.
As I always say, the plague's the thing. So let's get on with the show! Who's the lucky victim?
Believe me, Doctor, you'll be doing her a favor.
Hey, Liz, how's the foot? Wait a second. It just hit me. You're the patient?
I'm into MAME and misfortune as much as the next guy, but I say we need a second opinion.
She's beyond hope. I recommend we stuff her in anger in the slobby.
So, that's that then. I'll just call her a taxidermist. Oh, taxi!
Stop him! He's taking our show on the road!
Calling all scars! Calling all scars! Be on the lookout for a body transplant patient and a doctor with a severe case of the runs.
Now the whole hospital is after us!
Don't worry, Liz. I've got a bed plan. I'm keeping an eye out for the outpatient's door.
Why did I let you talk me into this?
oil his charms.
Look out!
Oh, runny noses at 12 o'clock.
Ew! Wipe out.
The admitting room.
Okay, I admit it. I did it.
No, I did it.
No, I did it.
I'm not going in there without a lawyer.
Scat can? What's a scat can?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I had to ask. Someone's coming.
As I interpret it, Voltaire's philosophy doesn't fit into the equation. I'm...
Brain sturgeons.
We're trapped. What do we do?
Well, we've got a choice between some knuckle sandwiches or... You'll be safe in here, Liz. No problem.
Uh-oh. Where are we?
I think that turn we took was a turn for the worse. Don't you hate it when you can never find your way around a hospital?
And now for the main event. Live on our stage, for a limited time only, the very first total body transplant.
Well, there's some good news and there's some bad news. The bad news is, this show is going to go on.
What's the good news?
We got the best seats in the house.
To make a little medical history.
I'm going to be medical history unless you do something, Beetlejuice.
Isn't she great, folks? Yeah!
Hold the bone! It's off! I can't do it.
Why not?
I left my instruments to my other patient.
No problem, doctor.
A few simple procedures and you'll be as good as gold.
What kind of procedures are we talking about?
Close the nose, a few more eyes, a brain drain, and a few scales should do the trick.
I've heard of complete makeovers, but this tops the cyst. Know what I mean? Personally, I've always thought you'd look great in scales.
Beetlejuice?
Kidding! If you've got any ideas, Liz, let's hear them. I'm all ears.
I don't want to sound corny, but a few extra ears should round her out nicely. Right, folks?
It's a long shot, but it might work.
I've heard worse ideas.
Beetlejuice, it's do or die!
Don't go near her!
Well, why? What's wrong with her?
She's got human-itis! And it's highly contagious! It's got me! I've caught the disease! You have to help me.
You touched me. I've caught humanitis.
Don't touch me.
It's everywhere. It's an epidemic of humanitis.
Doctor in the house!
you, old Dr. BJ came up with a healthcare plan that worked.
Your plan?
By the way, babe, how's the foot?
Just unstrap me, Beetlejuice, or you'll be going to the real world hospital with me.
Whatever you say, Liz. You're the impatient patient. Well, babe, how'd it go?
My doctor said the cast can come off in a week and I'll be good as new. I was wrong about going to the hospital, Beetlejuice. There's nothing to be scared of. Compared to neither world hospitals, going to a real hospital is like a trip to grandma's.
You haven't met my grandma. Here, Liz, this is for you.
I get well cards. How thoughtful. Arteries are red, veins are blue. Hope you get better. And pay my bill, too?
Don't worry, babe. I got it all itemized.
After all you put me through, you've got some nerve.
All right, since us doctors are suckers for a bleeding heart story, I'll cut you a break. Half price. What do you say? Hey, quit clowning around, Liz. That's not how you hold that thing. Liz! Someone call the paramedics. Quick! Hold it, babe. You're not supposed to be on your feet. Doc!